We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowe, Guy Thompson here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We're live in Oneonta tonight as the Oneonta Jackets, the Yellow Jackets, host Sydney here in a division battle in Class C. Want to welcome everybody in, of course, to the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles right on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A little bit of an abbreviated pregame show here, Sky, because it's senior night. They were out on the field for quite a long time, plus the sectional soccer game before this went into overtime. So it's been a busy day here at OHS, but, boy, a beautiful, beautiful fall night to be up here under the lights, playing on the turf for this I-88 matchup, Sydney against Oneonta.
And these are always the best ones because they're not that far down the road from each other. So we had last week off, but great to be back.
You know, just a couple of years ago, they had a game that went a couple of overtimes, and the score ended up being like 70 to 60-something. I mean, they've had some real shootouts up here. It's always fun. And now with Sydney coming into the division, it's been a good time to see these two play each other. Because for a long time, I mean, when you were playing at Oneonta, you wouldn't really play any of the local teams, correct?
Yeah, we never played unless it was like the end of the season, like a crossover game or something like that. We played Walton and Delhi. So, and then my freshman year, we did play against Unitigo. But other than that, never did we play against any of the local teams.
Yeah, I certainly enjoy seeing Oneonta play against Sydney. It's a fun matchup. So we'll have our opening kickoff here, a little bit of a squib, and both teams fighting for it, and Oneonta will pick it up at about the 42-yard line here. That thing was real dangerous, but the Jackets were able to hold on. Sydney loves that little squib kick almost all the time.
Yeah, that was a beautiful onside kick, more actually, and Oneonta didn't really get right on top of the ball right there, kind of letting it bounce around a little bit. Sydney had a good chance to get it, but Oneonta recovers to take the ball over, or get the ball on the 41-yard line.
So we're just getting underway. Oneonta is in the home uniforms here tonight. They are the royal blue with the gold trim and the gold helmets. And Sydney is in the white uniforms here, which the dirt has washed off in the mud from a couple of weeks ago when we saw them on the road against Delhi. And they have the maroon trim and the gray helmets. A handoff here for Oneonta up the middle, right on that Jackets logo. Across the 40 tie to about the 46. The QB keeper there for Aiden Nelson.
And you're going to see a lot of the spread offense from Oneonta, whether it's two wide on both sides, traditional spread with one back in the backfield. Sometimes they'll go empty. Sometimes you'll see trips with one. I was up here a couple weeks ago. You're just going to see a lot of guys in motion and a lot of read option from the quarterback. And right here we're seeing already the He's going to stay in the back, but a little bit wider from the fullback.
Two wide receivers split to each side, a man in motion going from left to right. Nelson, the QB, is going to roll out to his right and throw. Passes in and out of the hands there of Nolan Stark, who's a very good athlete here for OHS, and he come up empty on that. So third and four coming up. And again, thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show tonight as senior night. Had a long festivities there. And, of course, Oneonta boys were playing Lansing today in the Class B sectional tournament for soccer. Lost 2-1 in overtime, a golden goal for Lansing in that game. So it's been a busy afternoon here and not a lot of free time out there on the turf. They had to go right from soccer to football action here. So a third and four for Oneonta. Another man in motion, this time from left to right. A little sweep. No, QB keeper for Nelson. Wants to go up the middle, and the Sydney defense was there to wrap him up. That was Michael Morrissey on the tackle.
And as I said, you're going to see a lot of that motion, read option from this Oneonta offense. Great job there by Sydney of taking both away. Quarterback pulled it, kept it, but they were right there to make the tackle.
Jackson Astrologo was in on that tackle as well for Sydney. So it's a scoreless game, our first possession of the night. We're about a minute and a half into this ball game, and Oneonta has the ball going right to left on senior night here at OHS. It's our third look at Sydney this year. We've caught them against Bainbridge-Guilford and against Delhi on a Saturday 2 weeks ago. Dropping back, Nelson looks to throw. Floats one out to the right, and it's in and out of the hands there of Marshall Mahar, and it's going to be a turnover on downs here. Sydney's going to get it, so they hold at midfield. Sky, Oneonta some good opportunities, just couldn't haul in those passes.
They had two guys wide open, just unfortunately couldn't connect on the pass play. I like the aggressiveness early, but now if you're Sydney, you're in a great opportunity taking the ball over on your side of the 50-yard line, short field here. Let's see if they can do something with it.
So we are scoreless with a minute and a half in. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe. joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight, and also online at WCDOsports.com. We welcome all our listeners there, and that service is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And so here is the QB keeper for Dylan Easton, runs to the outside and maybe gets a yard on the play. We saw a lot of Dylan Easton 2 weeks ago. I know you weren't there, Sky, but he was running through the mud and the slop over in Delhi on a very rainy, wet, cold Saturday. But he, you know, you get him on this turf, a whole different surface. He's very fast, very sneaky. Oneana's going to have to key on him.
Yeah, we did a game, I think it was the very first week of the season that you and I did it after week zero where we did the Sydney game. And I remember Dylan from last year as well as a couple of the other guys from the Sydney offense. I'm curious to see how they've improved throughout the year since that first time I saw them.
Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Sydney in the white uniforms with the maroon trim, the gray helmets. And we are scoreless here between Oneonta and Sydney with 10:20 to go in this first quarter. Man in motion going from right to left. Here's the snap again. QB sneak up the middle to the 43. I don't even know if you call it a sneak, more of just a takeoff and run. Nice run to the right side. Picks up probably about 5 yards there. And so Sydney now into Oneonta territory at the 43-yard line. Going to be a third down and about five coming up. Very similar situation to what Oneonta had on their first drive where they went four and out.
And you got to imagine for Sydney, this is four down territory. If they don't pick it up here, you could probably see them go for it again.
Two wide receivers to the right. They'll hand off up the middle. It's going to be a first down across the 35. He's upended but gets the first down. That's Garrett Oliver, who was tremendous against Delhi 2 weeks ago. He's a lot to bring down when he gets it in between the tackles there.
And I know you and I talked about this before. When you have a weapon like Easton as your quarterback, who's not only a passing threat as a quarterback, but really great athlete who can run, it makes your keys a little bit more challenging for those linebackers. So expect the fullback to have a big night for Sydney.
First down here for Sydney. They go to Oliver up the middle. He's to the 30, lowers his shoulder down to the 28, and he's tackled there. And so Sydney putting together a nice drive on their first look of the night. 9:45 to go in this first quarter. Scoreless so far. We're glad to have you. Dylan Easton walking back to the sideline here, getting some notes from Jeff Matthews, head coach for Sydney.
And I'll be curious to see what this Oneonta does against the Sydney offense with a weapon like Easton. He is very, very athletic, but we have seen him be able to throw the ball as well.
Easton drops back, throws to his left, out in the flat. It's caught, turning the corner here. Going to be to the 20-yard line. I was going to say maybe a little short of the 20, but gets dragged down there. Nice catch and run by Deion Taylor, and he's hurt after the play here. Looks like maybe rolled an ankle, something along those lines, as he immediately goes to the Sydney sideline.
Yeah, it was an awkward tackle by right there at the end of that play. I think he just kind of rolled back, didn't look that good. But bring up the pass right there. Nice little quick screen out there for Sydney to pick up the first down. And that's what Dylan can do. He can throw the ball. He's not only a runner.
Sydney already low on numbers. It's tough if any injuries come up and bite them. Easton up the middle here, brought down at about the 15 on a first down and 10. After they picked up that first down, it's going to be about a second and maybe six or seven here for Sydney. Again, we're scoreless early in this game from Lloyd Baker Field up at Oneonta High School. 9:15 to go first quarter. We have a 0-0 game. And boy, Sky, this turf up here looks, every time I come up here, I'm just like, this is, it was already a beautiful grass field, but to see the turf here, just the way it's maintained, really nice facility. Going to be a second down, another run up the middle, but the Oneonta defense shuts the door. It's a wall of blue and gold there. It's driving in to make the tackle. Ethan Harrington there for the Yellow Jackets.
About 2 yards short of the first down here, another third down, definitely within four down territory. This is where it gets challenging, though, because you're not thinking pass, but it can obviously happen. But you've got two weapons in the backfield to watch out for with the back and the quarterback. As I said, that's a lot of different options for the defense to focus in on.
Deion Taylor appears to be okay. He's walking around on the Sydney sideline, seems to have walked it off. He's not walking with much of a limp. We'll see if he comes back here for Sydney. They certainly need him. One of the games we did this year, Sydney was playing with the state minimum of 16 guys to start the game. Hand off up the middle here for Sydney. The ball is out, and Oneonta is going to grab this up. They scoop it up. They go the other way. Ball at the 30, out to the 35. Looks like the fumble was recovered there by Ethan Nelson. And, you know, Sydney was running with somebody we haven't seen yet tonight as Oliver went out to adjust something with his helmet. A new runner comes in. Ball pops free. and Oneonta gets it back.
That's a game I saw for Oneonta this year. They got two pick sixes, so they're a team that really thrives on the turnovers if and when they can get them. So curious to see if they can do anything with it there. You got to be encouraged if you're Sydney by the way they move the ball down the field, but you always want to punch it in.
So Sydney fumbles on the 15-yard line, something that plagued them a few weeks ago against Delhi when we saw them. And Oneonta gets it back, and they run it out to about the 34-yard line. So here, again, is the Jackets' little option pitch to the outside. Sydney reading it well, and a good tackle in open space there for the Sydney Warriors was Logan Mott, brought down the ball carrier, who was Jaden Grubaugh.
Mott played that perfectly. He took the quarterback, forced the pitch. The guy who's responsible for the pitch man forced him back inside, but then Mott came all the way back over and made that tackle. Very impressive play, and they played that pitch perfectly as well.
7:40 to go first quarter. We're scoreless, Oneonta and Sydney here at OHS. Second down and about 11 to go for the Jackets. Snap is low. Nelson rolls to his right, throwing on the run. Pass is complete at the 40. Pickup of about 5 on the play there to Grayson Brockington. And, boy, some of these young guys on this Oneonta team, you look down, a lot of freshmen and sophomores on this roster here for head coach Will Neal.
Oneonta doesn't have a JV team anymore, so a lot of the young guys are getting the opportunity, which will be great for them as they go through this program, hoping to build something up here.
7 minutes to go, first quarter. Amazing, Sky, how many schools just don't have the numbers for JV anymore. It's remarkable. So here is a third down and 5. Oneonta rolling to the left. They throw. Pass is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver there, Eden Nelson. And a fourth down coming up here for Oneonta.
Be curious to see if they go for it, but I don't think so. The quarterback is on the sideline, so it looks like they're going to punt here. Oneonta's had their opportunities with the pass, but just hasn't been able to be completed. What's been curious or interesting to me is every pass play they've thrown, the quarterback has been rolling out, whether it is to the right or the left. It's never been just a simple set, drop back, and throw.
And a couple of these passes have looked really good just through the hands of the receivers. Boy, if they dial that in, they could be pretty dangerous. A punt on the run here for Nolan Stark goes sky high, but doesn't get a lot of distance. Out of bounds at about the 38-yard line here.
No, you're going to actually have it at 50. That was only about a...
Okay.
It was shanked and only got about 11-yard punt there.
I was thinking it went a little farther, but that's where it went out. That was the signal. And so that punt went sky high up over the light.
Didn't even make it to the 50. They got it to 48 on their own side. That was about a 6-yard punt.
So that is tough luck there for the Yellow Jackets. And Sydney, again, with good field position, they marched it down to the 15 on their first drive before they fumbled. And so Sydney taking over again, going left to right. Easton is in the shotgun with two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Sydney with the ball. They go back to Oliver, run up the middle, met by a wall of tacklers, but still driving forward. He's able to pick up about 4 or 5 yards just on sheer determination there. So 6.5 to go first quarter. We are scoreless between Sydney and Oneonta here in this contest. And we're going to take a quick 30-second break here. Again, scoreless, Sydney and Oneonta. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. While we were gone, Sydney able to sneak in a play, and it was a big play. Dylan Easton runs to the right side for about a 20-yard pickup, and this is going to put Sydney deep back in Oneonta territory. Once again, they enter the red zone, and they're down to the 15. This is where they fumbled on the first drive of the night. Easton in the shotgun, and he's got trips to the right side now. They pitch it out to the left. Running back down to the 10-yard line here is brought down. That's Grady Loeffler. And a nice run there is going to put Sydney in good field position inside the 10-yard line on a second down and about 5, maybe 6 to go here. With 5.5 to go in this first quarter, we are scoreless. Oneonta and Sydney tonight at OHS. Here is Easton again in the shotgun off the left hash. Hands off to Oliver, rumbling his way forward. And drives down and is tackled at the 1-yard line here for Sydney. And I believe that's going to be good enough for a first down. First and goal coming for the Jackets.
Yeah, they could technically get a first down. Not a whole lot of room to get the first down if you don't go in the end zone, but they got one. So for Sydney here, you got four downs to get the ball in the end zone. I really like the way that they've moved the ball so far tonight, Nate.
Oliver, just such a tough runner in there for Sydney. And so going to be a first and goal to go here for the Sydney football team with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. They have gotten rid of their old mascot name. And I saw a study, a survey this week of some options. And so they will have a new name soon. A throw to the outside is incomplete as they were going for that front pylon in the left corner of the end zone. It's incomplete. So 4:40 to go first quarter. We are scoreless. So it's going to be interesting seeing a new name for a lot of these local schools coming up with new mascots.
Now, did you submit any recommendations yourself? Like, I don't know, Nate Lull, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I did not. My favorite that obviously would never happen would be the Sydney Dams. I thought that was creative.
That's a good one.
But I don't think that was on the final list. So here we go. They're going to hand off and go to Oliver up the middle, and he's in. Breaks through the line and scores for Sydney. Puts six on the board, and Sydney leads 6-0 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. About a 2-yard run there from Garrett Oliver.
He's impressed me very much so tonight, Nate. Powerful runner, really north and south style, complements Easton style play a lot.
Yeah, they're kind of like a thunder and lightning type of situation, I would say.
I've heard you and I like references that in up here on the microphone.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to go for two. Easton in the shotgun, keeps it himself up the middle. He's in. And it's an 8-0 lead for Sydney with 4.5 to go in this first quarter here in Oneonta. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Sydney leading 8-0 here over Oneonta with 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. A touchdown by Garrett Oliver, 2-point conversion to Dylan Easton. And during halftime, which is still a ways away, still at the end of the second quarter, maybe we can go through and update everybody. We'll have some field hockey scores, some soccer scores. The MAC championship for volleyball is today. A lot going on, that's for sure. And so this is going to be Oneonta taking off at midfield, and it's going to be a keeper across the 40 to the 35 for Aiden Nelson. And he's able to run to that right side. So, Sky, Oneonta starting there at midfield. Sydney loves that short kick, and sometimes it's been puzzling over the years for Sydney fans because it gives teams such a good look at field position.
I remember when I played I got to be careful what I say here, but we tried it sometimes too, and I know of a couple people that thought the same thing. They're like, if you don't get it, it's such a short field.
So here is Oneonta again with field position, great field position as they're already in Sydney territory. At the 36-yard line, they're going to roll to the outside, and the Sydney defense reading this one well. Astrologo coming in on the tackle as Aiden Nelson had nowhere to go. So 3:50 to go here in this first quarter, and an 8-0 lead here for Sydney over Oneonta.
That is such a great last name.
Astrologo, yes.
I'm not a fan of the Astros, but it's a great last name.
This is going to be a second down and 9 to go here for OHS after that first down run of about a yard. They'll run to the outside, and again, the Sydney defense collapsing in. Aiden Hendricks had nowhere to go, as on the tackle there is Colin Brigham for Sydney. So again, Sydney leading 8-0. Late first quarter, about 3 minutes to go in this first frame.
Sydney's defensive front has impressed me quite a bit so far. They seem to be right where they need to be on all these plays. That right there for Oneana was accounted. A guy in motion, they faked it to him, went back the other way, but the Sydney defensive line was right there.
So again, third down and about 9, maybe 8 to go. OHS is on the Sydney 35. Rolling out, pressure is coming. Nelson has to tuck it and run, and he's not going to get enough for the first. Tackled out of bounds at the 30, going to bring up a fourth and about 4. And 4 down territory, I would assume, here for the Jackets. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. And so Jackets here trying to slice back into this Sydney lead as they trail 8-0 on their home field at Lloyd Baker Field. So the Jackets break the huddle here. It'll be interesting to see what they do, Sky, on about a 4th and 5 at the Sydney 31. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. And we're off and running. They look to the right. Pass looks good. Thrown to the outside. It's complete. And will it be enough for the first? Caught it just at the stick. And it's going to be really crucial where the spot is, but a great-looking throw.
I think it's right on the line. I think it's just enough.
It's one of those things where he caught the ball, was getting tackled from behind. So where's the spot going to be? Because his momentum, you know, after the tackle took him the other way. We're going to have some chains here? What do you think?
You got to give the chain group a little bit of action, right? Like, early on in the game, bring them out.
Boy, we'll see. This is, I mean, we're on the opposite side of the field.
Here we go. This is what those guys live for.
Yeah, the chain gang is going to come out here with 2:41 to go first quarter, and Sydney leading 8-0 here on the road at Oneonta.
That pass play right there was one of the few times that we've seen Sydney, or Oneonta rather, just drop back and not roll out on the pass play. Every time, as I said, he's been getting the snap, and as soon as he gets it, he's rolling out either to the right or to the left looking to throw. That time a traditional drop back and pass, and they completed it.
And Nelson has a great-looking ball. I mean, it's tight. It moves.
Short.
Boy, they're going to say it's short by about a whisker. Wow. I think Oneonta really thought they had that, but the Sydney defense is the one celebrating. It's a turnover on downs, and Sydney will get it back at their own 26.
And they didn't even bring up the index card.
I mean, that had to be super close. I wish we were down there to see, or we had some sort of camera on it.
And that's the tough part for where you and I are, just like every week, right? The angle, it can look like it's either good or it's not, but they're right straight on. So it's always tough to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're basically at midfield here. We're up in the press box. It's on the opposite side of the field. I still think it was super close, but Sydney, with a ball, with the turnover on downs, Easton's going to take off and run. Spin move up the middle. Good for about 2 yards on the play. So Sydney holds on defense. A turnover on downs. 2.5 to go first quarter. They lead 8-0. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Always a big thank you to Jim for his time. Shotgun here for Easton. Going to be two wide receivers to the right. Hand off to Oliver, left side, rumbling forward. Very close to a first down, about a yard short. Going to be a third and very manageable here for Sydney. As they go left to right, they're at the 36-yard line. Clock is moving down to 1:50 to go in this first quarter. A busy day here at OHS. Senior night, a nice crowd on hand. And just a gorgeous night for high school football. You know, we've had some rainy weather, some cold weather recently, but this is pretty perfect.
And I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, we've had, boy, just a lot of these Saturday games we've been covering for soccer and for football and whatever else. It's been raining. And here is a third and short. Easton glances over to the sideline and I think we're going to have a timeout taken here. Easton looked like maybe he lost his mouthpiece there for a minute. Sydney takes the timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Sydney leads 8-0 late first quarter on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 120 left here in this first quarter. 8-0 our score. Sydney on top of Oneonta. And an exciting Friday night game here between these two division rivals. Going to hand off to Oliver on the third and short. Oh, I don't think he got it. Is that Oneonta defense?
He got it.
Three or four coming in to get him, and let's see.
Forward progress.
Yeah, he got it. Wow.
I saw the official cross the field. That's how I knew.
Good stand there by the Oneonta defense. They needed about another inch there to just push him back. And that's frustrating. A lot of head shaking on the Oneonta sideline right now, almost like, how do we catch a break here? So first down here for Sydney, going left to right. They are at the 36-yard line. Snap to Easton in the shotgun. Throws over the middle. Tip and incomplete. Intended receiver on the play. There was Devin Baker. So 44 seconds to go. First quarter, still an 8-0 lead for Sydney. An exciting football game here tonight between these two. Sky, it's hard to believe, but the end of the regular season is in sight. Teams are fighting for playoff positions. It is a busy time of year. Sectional soccer and field hockey, volleyball sectionals right around the corner, cross country, you name it. Golf has started to wrap up. Here's Easton on a second down. He might break this one. He's at the 40. Easton with that track speed, 20, 10. He is in for a 60-yard touchdown for Sydney with 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Dylan Easton using that speed to break away. What did you see there, Scott?
He put his foot in the ground. He just planted it and go. And that's exactly what you got to do when you have speed like that. He got through the first line. He made one cut, and then it was off to the races there. Very nice play, that QB keep. And the nice thing that they have with a quarterback like that is that threat. And he's not afraid to go up the middle like that. A lot of times you see quarterbacks try to get outside. Not him right there, right up the middle.
So it's 14-0 lead now for Sydney over Oneonta with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's the snap to Easton, gives it to Garrett Oliver, diving forward, and he is in for the two-point conversion, and Sydney leads 16-0 late in the first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
29 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Sydney has opened it up a 16-0 lead over Oneonta. Touchdowns here by Dylan Easton on a 60-yard scamper, and Garrett Oliver on that one-yard TD run earlier in the quarter. So again, a 16-0 lead for Sydney. And Oneonta should be right in this game, guys. A couple of bad breaks. They didn't get that fourth down just a little while ago. They can get back in this game. It feels like they can play with Sydney. Just haven't had a lot of luck besides recovering the fumble.
No, we saw the first possession of the game, a couple drop passes. You catch those and you get that first down. You're right in this game, right where you need to be.
There's the snap. Nelson dropping back, wants to go deep over the middle, and it's incomplete. We got a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to be pass interference at midfield. And the official was right there to make that call, right on the Yellow Jackets' logo with 24 seconds left. Sky Sidney, or excuse me, Oneana, not afraid to air this out.
Yeah, that was a risky pass right there, but worked out. You get 15 yards out of the play, but thrown across the middle like that. And it seemed like he was back in the pocket for a little while, and sometimes those are risky because the defense can drop back. But worked out that time with the penalty. And let's see what they can do here to finish out the quarter.
And so the ball at the 49-yard line, right at midfield, could be the last play of this first quarter here under the lights tonight. Lloyd Baker Field at Oneana High School. Sidney leading 16-0 on two touchdowns in this first quarter and two two-point conversions. Snap, Nelson drops back, looks over the middle again, and pass is off the hand there of Nolan Stark. And they wanted another flag, but Oneana won't get it with 18 seconds to go first quarter.
And I can see why they wanted it. It looked identical to the play right before, but the official has a tough time calling the same penalty two plays in a row.
Yeah, that's tough there. Oneana rolling the dice a little bit, and maybe they've tried to find something. Hey, let's throw over the middle. We know our guys can get open, and maybe we'll get a call.
And as we saw with the pass plays, even the ones that weren't complete, they got open, so you got to stick with it. You can't just abandon it that quick.
So still, Sidney 16, Oneana nothing, with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter, and a flag on Sidney. They jumped on the line. And so pick up a couple of more yards here for the Jackets. Again, senior night here in Oneonta. Both these teams fighting for a division win. Going to be a second and five here for the Jackets, who are trying to get back into this game. You know, you get one here now or early in the second quarter, I think it would go a long ways for the confidence and swinging the momentum back for OHS. If you're Sidney now, you feel like, boy, we got to get this ball back, score again, and hit the gas. Waiting for the snap here on a second down and five. Going to run it up the middle with Nelson. Cuts back 40, 35, 30. Oliver trying to ride him out of bounds, and he does at the 25. But Aiden Nelson with a great run to move the chain for Oneana with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter.
He picked up a nice block downfield as well to give him a little bit extra room. You're seeing the ball moving a little here to end the quarter for Oneana. That's going to give them a little bit of encouragement and momentum going to the next quarter.
So that all the way down to the 27-yard line here for Oneonta. Again, in the royal blue with the gold trim, the gold helmets. They go right to left. Sydney's in the all-white with the gray helmets and the maroon trim. Could be the last play of the first quarter. First and 10 for OHS. Nelson dropping back, looks left, throws left, and it is complete down to the 20. And caught there by Eden Nelson. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Sidney 16, Oneana nothing. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO. Also, a big welcome to anybody listening on WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. And always appreciate their long-term support here of high school sports on WCDO. So, Oneana with the ball to start the second quarter. They trail 16-0. We switch ends of the field, so now Oneana will be going left to right. And they've got some momentum here, Sky, as they are down at about the 20-yard line here, so knocking on the door of the red zone. And we'll see what they can do. Oneana not afraid to throw the ball. So this will be a second down and five for the Jackets again, now going left to right. And they're going to have two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. And Nelson is in the shotgun. Snap is low. He's going to have to take it and run to the left, turns the corner at the 20, and pushed out at about the 15. So he did a nice job there. It's kind of a broken play just to pick up a couple of yards.
I'm really liking what I'm seeing now with them moving the ball a little bit more. Sydney is not as sure of what they were doing. They've really kind of abandoned the read option. You've seen a lot more straight back and pass for the Soniana offense. Some quick QB keepers like we saw right there. It's definitely a different situation, a different look for the Soniana offense right now.
So Oniata trying some different things at the moment to carve their way back into this. And we said it at the end of the first quarter. If they could score here early in the second, it's going to put them right back in this game. Hand off here in the backfield. Nowhere to go. They tried a little fake there. And the handoff was to Tanner Tubia, but Sydney defense was able to sniff that out. 16-0 lead for Sydney on two touchdowns, one by Dylan Easton on a 60-yard run. Garrett Oliver got the other one from right on the goal line, but Oniana knocking on the door here. Breaking the huddle. Two wide receivers split to each side again. Nelson looking around on a second down and 9. The QB, Aiden Nelson. One man in motion from right to left. That is Nolan Stark. Rolls to the right. Hits Stark. Oh, through the hands and incomplete. And we've seen more bobbles and drops tonight here by Oniana than we were expecting. They're getting guys open. Just have to catch the ball.
Stark was wide open that time again. And we saw that early on in the first quarter. And that puts this offense in a tough spot because you would have had second and short, if not picking up the first down, as opposed to now third and about 9. And it completely changes the momentum. It changes the play call of what you're going to do next. So this is a big play right here for this Oniana offense.
Yeah, huge play. Again, a situation where you could pick up a first down without getting in the end zone.
They've only got 5 seconds on the play clock. They're going to want to get this off quick. There you go.
Got to snap it. Nelson drops back, looks right, throws, passes complete down to the 10. And he's tackled there, but he's not going to get it, so it's going to be fourth and short. Probably about fourth and, what do you think, 3 here, Scott?
Looks about 3 to 4, about 3.5.
10:55 to go here, second quarter. Sydney 16, Oniana nothing, but the Jackets, again, on a key fourth down here. Can they punch it in? This would be huge. Can the Sydney defense hold? They did it one other time about midway through the first quarter, holding on a fourth down.
This really is big for both teams. If you're Sydney, you get a big stop. If you're Oniana, you keep your momentum.
Here's Nelson in the shotgun. Rolls to his left. He might keep it. No, he throws, and it is complete and good for the first down. What a catch there by Nolan Stark. Had to curve around behind and grab that.
That throw was behind him. That was the toughest play that Nolan's had to make so far tonight, but he made it, and they needed it. Big play right there for Nolan Stark.
Nolan Stark, the sophomore, a fantastic baseball player up here for OHS. They're very excited to have him in the pipeline for the next couple of years, but what a catch. Again, had to turn and almost kind of grabbed it one hand before he could really bring it in, and keeps this drive alive for Oniana with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. And so a first down and goal to go at the Sydney 5-yard line. Nelson drops back, wants to throw, does over the middle into double coverage, and it's incomplete. Knocked away. He tried to thread the needle there, and it wouldn't go. Wow. So 9:45 to go, second quarter. Oniana trying to punch one in. Can the Sydney defense hold? Another thing that could play into it tonight here, Sky. Again, we look over at the Sydney sideline. Not a lot of bodies over there, as they've been playing, with 18, 19, 20 guys all season. Oniana definitely having more subs. Who's going to have more gas here tonight? Nelson in the shotgun, second down and about 4 to go. Nelson, QB keep, and sees open, and he's in. The door opened up, and he puts it in 4-6. So Aiden Nelson is able to score. Makes it 16-6 now with 9:45 to go in this second quarter. Well done there by the Jackets.
Went back to the read option that time. Aiden Nelson held the ball with that back. They call it riding. He rode the back long enough and then kept it right up the middle. He made the defense have to make a decision. And when they did that, as you said, it opened right up the middle for him. Great lane, great decision by that quarterback.
So a two-point conversion coming up here for the Jackets. And this would be big. We'd cut it right back to a one-score game. And Nelson throws out to the left, pass is complete, and in. Two-point conversion is good for the Jackets as they're able to put it in with Eden Nelson. So it's 16-8 with 9:40 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Oneonta is back in this game. It's now Sydney 16, Oneonta 8, with about 9:40 to go in the second quarter after that touchdown run by Aiden Nelson. The short kick by Oneonta this time. Sydney's able to fall on it on their own 43-yard line. Well done there by Caden McPherson to make sure that that ball didn't pop free. Sydney's got to be used to that, right? They must practice it all the time.
Well, we think that, but, I mean, we talked about it off the air, how many guys they have on their sideline. It makes practicing this kind of stuff kind of hard.
Very
you don't
true.
Have a lot of guys. I think I was counting over there. I think they only have 16, again, total suited up tonight, which is the minimum, right?
Yes, state minimum for 11 men is 16 guys. Deion Taylor back in the game. He went out with that ankle early in that first drive, and they need him to be back in this game. Ankle's taped up, and, boy, he jumped right there. We were talking about him, and he hesitated. And so it's going to be a false start here against Sydney. Again, 9:40 to go, second quarter, 16-8 our score.
Now, not saying this is going to happen. I don't want to jinx it, but what happens if one player gets hurt and they're at the minimum?
So we had a game a couple of years ago where Deposit Hancock was at BG, and I think they came in with the minimum. You can start with 16. I think the lowest you can start end with is 11.
Okay.
And DH had three injuries before halftime. They were down to 13. They called that game early in the third quarter. So here's Easton running for his life. And he's going to have to throw to the near side, almost complete, but knocked out of bounds, so incomplete there. DH called that game early in the third quarter because they didn't want to run out of guys.
Was that the game I was at with you?
I don't remember who was with me. It was maybe a year or two ago.
Last year we did one, and the game was called at the beginning of the third quarter.
I think that was the game.
Okay.
Yeah. The quarterback got hurt in the first half. And it kind of went downhill from there, and they were down to 13, I want to say. And at halftime, we got word that if they get one more injury,
yep, I remember
that's
that.
The one that they were going to call it. And there was an injury like three plays into the second half. Here's Easton on a throw over the middle. It's complete, and they're going to pick up a first down into Oneonta territory, down to the 35-yard line. What a catch and run here by Logan Russo. As do we have any flags on the play? Easton was running for his life and was able to get that to Russo, who took off. Yes, we do have a flag down, though.
I'm curious what the flag is for because they called it was a beautifully designed play. They had a screen pass. They hit the line, the offensive line hit for Sydney, and they let the guys go. And everyone from Oneonta had a free rush, and he dumped it over the top. I'm curious on what this could be, though. And the officials are talking about it, too.
The flag is back near the line of scrimmage. I did not see when it came out because we were watching Russo take off. And neither side is celebrating here yet. I think they just called it an inadvertent flag, I think. Yeah, they're waving that flag off. So that is going to be a first down here for Sydney, and a big, big gain there by Russo. Puts this ball down to the 34-yard line inside Oneonta territory, with Sydney leading 16-8, 9:20 to go second quarter.
What I'm guessing they thought happened was an ineligible man downfield is what my guess would be on where the flag was thrown.
would make sense. They got together, they talked it over, hand off to Oliver, and now we have a false start against Sydney on that play.
And they're sure about that one. But, yeah, back to that, I would think based off where the flag was thrown, I would imagine that they would have thought it was an ineligible man downfield, which is normally the offensive line. They can only go so many yards downfield before the pass is completed. On a screen pass like that, it's kind of tough. I wouldn't imagine it would be a hold because they're supposed to let him go, which is why that's my thought. And then when you see him talking to the officials on the side, they would have a better angle to see how many yards downfield they have gone.
So first and 15 coming up here for Sydney. They lead 16-8. Man in motion from left to right. Easton's going to take off again, and he is dragged down at about the 42-yard line here. So it's going to be second down and 12 coming up here for Sydney. Sydney settling back into the run here on this drive a little bit. The pass to Russo was more out of desperation with the rush coming than anything. Sydney leading 16-8. They were up 16-0, but a nice answer there by Oneata on the first drive of the second quarter. They were able to cash in. Second down and long here for Sydney. Easton, another QB keeper, bowling his way up the middle to the 34. And I am just amazed, Guy, this year that the punishment that Dylan Easton has put his body through, and he's been so durable all season, knock on wood. He runs up the middle. He's not the biggest quarterback in the world. You know, kind of a more of a thin, wiry, sprinter type of guy. But week in and week out, he has been very, very durable. 16-8 our score. Sydney on top. 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Easton hands it off to Garrett Oliver. Bowling his way across the 30. And he's tackled there by OHS. And going to be fourth down at about 5 coming up. Definitely four down territory for Sydney.
And back to Easton going up the middle. It's not like it's every couple plays here and there, a couple times a game. He does it a lot. So he really does take a lot of shots, which if you think about quarterbacks at any level, they normally don't want that. But credit to him for, as you said, being so durable, knock on wood, and having the success that he's had doing it.
I've been surprised. And when we saw that strategy at the beginning of the season, I thought, okay, like, let's hope he stays healthy, and still hope he stays healthy, but he's managed to do it all season. They throw here on fourth down to the outside, and it is complete, and move the chains down to the 22-yard line. Devin Baker gets open and is able to haul that in. Nice play.
Nice throw, nice catch, great route. He made it look like he was going to go straight down the field, planted his foot, turn right around. Great timing by the quarterback to put it right there as soon as he turned, which is exactly what you want to do.
So 16-8, Sydney leading Oneata. They're knocking on the door once again. And I've noticed that they've wanted to stay away from this left side of the field here where Aiden Nelson is in coverage. He's such a good athlete here for OHS. Here is Easton up the middle on a first down and 10, maybe picks up 2 or 3. And still lots of time on this clock. I think Sydney content to just hammer away here as they get close to the red zone once again. Beautiful night here for high school football. Sydney on the road, taking on the Oneata Yellow Jackets in a division game. Sydney has bumped up from Class D to C this year, and so Oneata is back on the schedule. Oliver to the outside, across the 15 to about the 14 here, close to a first down. So 6.5 to go in this second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Product halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Try to get you some out-of-town scores, as there was a lot going on today. Field hockey and MAC Volleyball Championship is still going, a ton of soccer. And you can always find all that information on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull, and later tonight on NateLull.com. Oliver on a third and short easily picks up the first down and tackled at the 10. Move the chains here again for Sydney as they're knocking on the door. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in this first half.
So Nate Wall, Twitter, his website, you got it all.
Well, we're trying to, along with CDO, just be your home for local sports coverage. You know, if you need a score, we want you to be able to go to one of those places and find it. So, and we'll talk later, Sky, that you and I got together, we had an episode on my podcast that will be probably releasing tomorrow or Sunday where we talk all about how we do this, kind of a behind-the-scenes. Easton to the outside here on 1st and 10 at the 10, and he's able to pick up about 5 yards. So 5.5 to go here, second quarter, 16-8, Sidney leading.
Must have been 1st and goal because the down markers are down. I didn't think he was inside the 10, but he must have been right on the 10-yard line.
Yeah, right at the 10. And now down after that run to the 5 is where they have marked it on the right hash. So Easton, one wide receiver to the right. Oliver is off his right hip. Two right wide receivers to the left. They go back to Oliver up the middle, and he's tackled at the 1. And so Sidney right here again trying to punch it in for the third time tonight.
This Sidney offense right now is fine, picking up that 3, 4, 5 yards of play, and we're just going to keep moving forward at that. I hate to say slow and steady, but it's what it is. They're not going for the big home run. They had, obviously, the nice run by Easton earlier, but right now they're content just going at little by little, wearing down this Oneonta defense.
So here it is, a 3rd and about 2, the end zone right there. Easton says, I'll take it, and he's in. Dylan Easton for the touchdown with 4.5 to go in this second quarter. Put another 6 on the board for SDS. So Easton, his 2nd touchdown of the night. And he's able to put it in. Makes it 22-8 at the moment before the two-point conversion. So a 2-yard TD run. And we'll wonder if we'll get the same thing here for Easton on the two-point conversion. We'll see. Oliver again off his right hip in the shotgun here for the two-point conversion with 4.5 to go in the second. They give it to Oliver. And rumbles his way forward and just sheer effort. And is he in? Yes. Looked like he was going to be stopped short, but he would not be denied.
That was determination right there, because it looked like they stopped him, but he just got enough. I think the ball, all the ball has to do is touch that white line. I think that's exactly what happened.
24-8, Sidney on top of Oneonta. 4.5 to go in this first half. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home. Close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 24-8, Sidney on top of Oneonta with 4.5 to go in this second quarter after the kickoff. Oneonta going left to right, and they have it on the 42-yard line. Sky, what can Oneonta do late here with about 4.5 to go in this second quarter to try to put some points on the board?
Offense hasn't really been their problem except for a couple of drop passes, but here we go to start right here.
They're going to run to the out, or pass to the outside, I should say. Complete. And that was Eden Nelson. Good for about 5 yards.
I thought we saw a lot of momentum for them the last time they had the ball to finish out the first quarter, start the second. Just keep doing stuff like that. As I said, I don't think the offense has been too much of a problem. They just got to make sure they execute properly. Catch passes, no penalties, of course. And do what they did and finish this drive here, because I think they start with it in the second half. Is that correct?
Yes, they're going to get the ball.
So this would be a big drive right here to go down and bring it back within one possession.
4:25 to go here, second quarter. Wants to throw to the left side, and this one is picked off by Sidney at the 30-yard line. Reaching up into the night sky is Brady Loeffler with that interception, and that is not what Oneonta wanted. Huge interception there for Sidney.
No, they tried to do a pump fake for a little quick screen pass. The guy there leaked out like he was going to block and did a wheel route, but the defensive back for Sidney read that the whole time. He was in the right spot, made the interception. He was not fooled on the pump fake there. Great play by the Sydney defense.
And so now Sydney up 24-8 with 4:15 to go in this second quarter. The way this offense has been humming, they could put some more points on the board as they have it going right to left at their own 30, about 25-yard line, I should say. Easton up the middle. He's brought down by that Oneana defense as Riley Waltz was there to bring him down.
And if you're Oneana, the turnover is not is obviously not what you wanted, but if you're the Oneana defense right now, the last thing you wanted was to go back on the field after that long drive by Sydney.
Yeah, you didn't really get much of a break at all. Well, that was the second play of the Oneana drive with the interception?
Second play.
Wow, so that's not a lot of time to rest. Second down and 8 here. Dylan Easton checks the play on his wrist. Wants to run to the left. He's got some blocking. Turns the corner. He's got a first down and more. Easton to the 50, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 45. And there is that speed. If he can get to the edge, look out.
And the biggest part of that play right there, I got to give credit to the blocker. The wide receiver with the downfield block was the biggest part of that play. Would have been a nice pickup anyway, but because of that block, huge play.
And just the way Dylan Easton, I mean, he makes that big play, and any play he makes, he just seems so cool, calm, and collected out there. And he looks like being a very good leader for this Sydney team as well. Guys coming over, he's giving directions and advice. Nice to see. 3:45 to go in this second quarter. Sydney leads 24-8 on the road at Oneana. QB keeper for Easton, and he's brought down at the 40. And a good open field tackle there by Aiden Hendricks of Oneonta.
And going back to what we were talking about, the other thing it does is if you're the Oneonta defense, if you wanted to make any adjustments to the game plan and talk about it with the players, you don't have the opportunity to do so when you have to go back on the field that quick. Back to your point of Easton, I've noticed that. He's not a senior, is he?
No, underclassman.
So very impressive to show that kind of leadership.
Timeout situation, 2 for Sydney, 3 for Oneonta. Easton, just a junior, running to the outside here on a second down and 8. And they went to Oliver, and he's brought down. So it's going to be about a 3rd and 5 coming up here for Sydney. With 2:55 to go in the second quarter, clock is running. How's the time management going to be? We were joking during a break. Coach Matthews loves to use all his timeouts. So he's still got 2 here, and if they have any chance of sniffing the end zone, he will use those timeouts for sure. 3rd down and about 5 to go. Man in motion from left to right. Puts 2 wide receivers on the right side. Easton goes back to Oliver. They run away to the weak side across the 35 to about the 33, short of the first down here.
4th and about 2 right here. So I would imagine Sydney goes for this again. They've been picking that up basically every play. And if they can finish the half here with the ball in their possession, obviously preferred.
24-8, Sydney on top of Oneonta coming up on 2 minutes to go in this first half. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Brought to you tonight by SFCU. Coach Matthews sparking out some signals from the far sideline here at Lloyd Baker Field. Play clock down to 6. They're not even close to being set. Easton hustles the guys up to the line, and there it is. A timeout taken here by Coach Matthews. Wants to talk it over. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Late here, second quarter, 24-8. Sydney on top of Oneonta on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're in a timeout here. Sydney is going to have a 4th down and 1 to go. With 1:53 to go second quarter, they lead on the road at Oneonta 24-8. Ball is on the 33-yard line here for Sydney going right to left. So they're going to try to pick up this first down and keep the drive alive. This is a huge play for Oneonta, too. Down 2 scores. If you can get into the break and regroup, you give up another one here, that's tough. Tough sled.
And if you can get the ball back and score before halftime, even better, right? So big play for this Oneonta defense.
Oneonta will get the ball to start the second half as well, as we said. Oliver up the middle, very close here as he's brought down in the pile, and we're going to see where the spot is. Good tackling again on the inside by Riley Waltz. And there's the spot. And
we're going to have
again.
One right on the line again.
Yeah, we'll see. This time it's closer to us. White hat official is coming over to look, and turnover on down.
They didn't even bring the chase out for that one.
Wow, he says no, and the Oni on the defense hold. A huge play there for the Yellow Jackets. And Sidney did everything right, I would say. You hand it off to Oliver. He's your bull. He's your workhorse. And Oneana just came up with a good stop.
And we've seen Oliver fall forward for picking up a couple yards. So I don't disagree with the play call at all right there. Great stop by the Oneana defense. Now let's see if they can go down before this half, put the ball in the end zone, bring it back to a one-possession game, get some momentum before halftime.
24-8 is our score. Sidney leading Oneana. A minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. What can the Jackets do? They look to throw on first down. They go to the outside, and it's over the intended receiver's head. That was Tanner Tubias. Second down coming. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a bit. We had our Butler Auto pregame show earlier tonight. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff. And we'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a little bit. And, of course, later on we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as Echo Brands in Sydney. Waiting for the snap here on a second and 10. Nelson looks to throw, looks right, throws short, passes complete to Eden Nelson, Aiden to Eden, and good for about 5 yards. Going to be third down and five to go. And so we'll have a second down, a third down and five, and a timeout on the field. So we'll step away, 30 seconds again, 24-8 our score, sitting on top of Oneana, late second quarter on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A buck 45 to go here, second quarter. It's 24-8. Sidney on top of Oneana. The Jackets just got a big stand on fourth down. They get the ball back. Not sure if they'll be able to punch it in before the end of the second quarter. We'll see. Timeout situation left. Jackets with two and Sidney with one. OHS in the shotgun. Nelson drops back. The QB looking to throw again. Nelson to Nelson connection. Going to be very close to a first down. Oliver on the tackle. And so we'll see where this spot is. And looks like, yeah, it'll be a first down here, Scott. But the clock is moving here. 1:25 to go. And so Oneana's going to have to hustle before the halftime break. Nelson drops back. Rush is coming. He's able to avoid it. Steps through, throws, and it's complete, and then out of bounds. No, so incomplete. It looked like it was going to be a highlight reel catch by Marshall Mahar, but he caught that and then got hit, ball juggled, out of bounds, and incomplete. Boy, the way Nelson can throw on the run, very impressive here, Scott.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see so many throws on the run, to be honest, but he's definitely had a good ball. A couple of tough breaks for him as a quarterback tonight with the receivers, but very impressed.
So this will be a second down and 10 near midfield. Oneana going left to right. Nelson drops back and throws again. Nelson to Nelson and brought down at midfield. That seems to be working in that little kind of underneath route. Good for 7 yards.
The tough part with that, and this is exactly it right here, they have to call a timeout because you're not picking up the first down.
So another timeout is taken by Oneonta with 57 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 again, 24-8 our score. Sidney football leading Oneonta on the road tonight here on CDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
57 seconds to go, second quarter. Oneonta trailing Sidney 24-8. We're live at OHS tonight. Glad to do a game here. It's been a few years since we were up here at Lloyd Baker Field. And this will be a third down and about four to go near midfield with Oneonta going left to right. Nelson in the shotgun. Snap was low. He takes off, rolls left, wants to throw. Ball is tipped and wobbly and picked off, but was he out of bounds? Yes, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Fourth down at midfield coming up here for Oneonta with 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. And so now this is a tough spot here too, Scott, because if you don't get this first down, Sydney's going to have a chance at it late in the second quarter, and our timeout situation is one for each team. So Oneonta fourth down, Oneonta fourth down coming up here. Nelson still in the shotgun, two wide receivers, and this has been a pass-heavy offense here tonight in this first half for the Jackets. Nelson again rolls left, wants a receiver, sees him, and it's incomplete. At midfield, intended receiver was Grayson Brockington, could not haul it in. And now Sydney Sky will get the ball back with 45 seconds left. They have a timeout. They lead 24-8.
And it's on their own 50-yard line. It's on the 50. So that is a great spot to be if you're Sydney. Great job making a big stand there, not letting Oneonta make this a one-possession game before halftime.
Wow, so let's see what Coach Matthews and his staff can dial up here for Sydney. On top 24-8, Oneonta will get the ball to start the second half. And they'll have the ball right here on the Jackets logo at midfield. Easton walking in from the sideline, gets the play, wants to set everybody up here. And Easton with that breakaway running ability, you never know, he could break one here. Still got time with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Easton outside, runs good for about 2 yards and pushed out of bounds and into the Oneonta bench. And a bunch of people went sliding down with him there. That he kind of went into a big crowd there on the bench.
Smart play there by Ethan. When you run the ball like that late in the half with only one timeout, you want to make sure you get out of bounds. Sometimes we see these guys, even in the NFL, they don't get out of bounds. And you always wonder, what are you doing? Smart decision right there by Ethan.
It has to be so tempting to say, oh, I can get one more yard. I can get two more yards. But smart play to get out of bounds by Ethan. Drops back, wants to throw. They're going for the end zone here. Ethan overthrows his intended receiver there. As with 36 seconds left, they wanted to take a shot at the end zone, and they were looking for Devin Baker.
I think that was a miscommunication because the receiver came in a little bit too early, a little too tight on the route, and Easton thought that he had him deep, and he did. He got behind him, so Oneonta's lucky on that one that there was just that little miscommunication.
Yeah, because he overthrew him by a good 5 yards. I think it was just the route didn't develop as they thought it would. Third down and about 9 to go with 36 seconds to go near midfield. Sydney with the ball going left to right. Easton's going to take off and run. Cuts it to the inside. He's going to get close to a first down. He's got it. And he steps out at the 35. What a run on that sweep to the right side by Easton. Great play.
And he got out of bounds again, which is huge to stop the clock. They still got 33.8 seconds left with a timeout. And the thing that you've noticed, Nate, about this Oneonta defense, they've brought the linebackers up really, really tight to the line of scrimmage because of the threat of the run. But it makes it even tougher or easier for the Sydney offense to get behind them.
Great heads-up running there by Easton. He knew he had the first down. He got out of bounds. First down and 10. They're in Oneonta territory. They're taking another shot at the end zone. They go deep, and this is caught but incomplete along the right sideline. Great coverage by Oneonta. They were going for Grady Loeffler, and he just couldn't haul it in at the 5.
Easton's going to want that ball back. He got a little too much air on it, and I think he knows it. The guy beat him again, but he just threw it a little too high.
25 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's 24-8, Sydney on top. They're at the Oneonta 35. They still have a timeout to play with. second down and 10. And Coach Matthews, you know he's going to make the most of this last 25 seconds.
And if you're the only on a defense, you got to back up a little bit more, not let anyone behind you. If they catch the ball inbound, that's not going to hurt you.
Easton wants to take off, runs to the left. Easton to the 30, cuts back inside, 25, 20, and steps out of bounds. And we got a flag on the play with 18 seconds left. Another good run there from Easton.
I'm guessing based off where that flag was thrown, it's coming back.
Officials getting together to talk things over as that flag is about the 25-yard line. And somebody might have freed up Easton with a little bit of extra help on that block. And, yes, going against Sydney.
Hands to the face. Interesting.
Wow, so that's going to back them up. And a huge break there for the Jackets, I would say.
Oneana needed that right there. And if you're Sydney, that is a drive killer. Another nice run by Easton gets out of bounds, but that'll definitely set them back.
Yeah, Oneana defense trying to hold strong as our score is Sydney 24, Oneana 8. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO, also online. Thanks for joining us there, WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU. And waiting for the snap here on a second down and 15. That brings back that nice Easton run. Throwing out to the outside. Pass is complete to Baker. Works his way forward to about the 36. 10 seconds left, and it's going to be a timeout taken here by Sydney. 24-8. Sydney on top of Oneana will step away for 30 and be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
10 seconds left here in the second quarter. Our score, Sydney 24, Oneonta 8. Sydney just used their last timeout. They are at the Oneonta 38-yard line. Dylan Easton has some magic here. Oneonta's going to get the ball to start the second half. This could be the last play of the second quarter. Three wide receivers split out to the left. Easton looking left, steps up, throws over the middle, and again, he overthrew his intended receiver, Kevin Baker. 4 seconds left. They'll get a chance to come back and do it again. I think Easton's going to want a couple of these long throws back. What do you think, Scott?
Definitely the last couple. The one, as I said, he popped it up a little bit more. The receiver had beat, gave time for the defender to catch up. What they're doing right now, in this, at least that last play, they brought three guys to this side, and he threw it back to the one-on-one coverage guy, which I like that mindset. Just got to put the ball where you want it.
So here we go. 4 seconds left, second quarter. Easton drops back, and we are going to have a timeout taken by Oneonta. So everybody has used up all those timeouts. And our score, 24-8. We'll step away for 30 seconds one more time here on CDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3.5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We're back. Both teams have used up all those timeouts. And so this is going to be the last play of the second quarter. 24-8. Now they put 4.5 up on the board. So Easton with his heels on the 45-yard line in Oneonta territory. They're going right to left. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Easton looking over to the sideline here, getting some last-minute directions from Coach Curley. Surveying the landscape here, barks out a couple of signals. There's the snap. Easton steps up, has to take off and has nowhere to go, and he's dropped. And that's going to do it. The Oneonta defense holding strong, and we hit the halftime break with our score, 70-24 and Oneonta 8. We'll be back here with the Morabito Energy Product halftime report on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers.